Our guest at the cafe this morning is Paul Voss, Commerce Chamber of Commerce Manager. Paul, good morning.
Morning, John. Mark, how are you?
Doing great. And driving by the chamber office downtown, it's impossible not to notice that there's some renovation work taking place in the building just to the east of the chamber office. So what's going on there?
Oh, yes, sir. This will be where Encompass Home Care used to be. And the county has bought that building. And it is going to be the Justice of the Peace Court is going to start. It's going to be opening up there soon. And there was some work they had to do, some safety work on the front of the building. They had to, some bricks were coming loose. The facade was moving out. And they had to get that outside part of the building safe for people coming in and out of that front door for sure. And they're trying to get all that done this week and next week, and then they're going to start working on the inside of the building, getting ready for Kerry Cruz and the constable's office to move over here. And it's going to be a welcome neighbor for downtown Commerce for sure.
So it'll be the Justice of the Peace Court and a constable's office.
Yes, for now.
And where are they now?
They're over in Kings Plaza.
Okay, got it. So project is progressing and should be complete before too much longer.
That's what we hope. They've had it for quite a while, but with all this this COVID stuff, it's kind of put it off. But it's all back and going. And what's really funny is that this last week again, we've been getting calls about businesses and wanting to move to downtown Commerce and looking at buildings. And there's people actively looking at buildings in downtown Commerce wanting to open up. And the economy seems to be, people are not afraid. They're ready to spend their money and come to Commerce. And that is just really a great thing.
Mm-hmm. Now, you had some good news about local businesses that have been getting some federal assistance, and that seems to be coming along now.
Well, yes. As a matter of fact, we've got some that the disaster relief funds have already started hitting these businesses that had applied for them. I told you earlier that we had the packets we were handing out here, and for that, and as well as for the personal business owners to use for their employees, the PPP fund has already started hitting as well. And there's some of the businesses that actually have been able to get their employees enrolled in that, and it's helping them out right now. And this disaster relief money is coming for the businesses themselves, and it really is helping. And this, of course, this last 2 weeks they've been on a 25. The restaurants have been on a 25% of occupancy, and now it's going to go up to 50, and with phase three coming in, it's going to be 75. So we're up and rolling. There's a lot of businesses that are going to open this Friday, which is today. There's going to be a lot, some that are going to open next week as well. I think Lone Star is opening back up next week, as well as Panda, but Muggs is opening today, well, opened yesterday, and the grand opening today, reopening today. And there's a lot of really good things. And I think some of these businesses that, like the restaurants that have, because of this COVID, they've opened up a takeout service or a curb service. And I think that there's going to be a lot of that you're going to see that's going to stay.
It will continue even after you get more or less back to normal. We're talking with Paul Voss. Paul's the manager of the Commerce Chamber of Commerce. So is there a way of characterizing of the businesses that have asked for federal assistance? Is it possible to estimate what percentage of them have received a positive response?
No, there's not really a percentage. I just know that some of the ones that I hand-carried packets to have told me that they have started receiving their money, and I've been pretty busy with the deal with making sure that all the first responders are fed and coordinated with people who are donating money for that for the last 3 or 4 weeks, and I have not really got to go by every entity to see how their loan is coming. I know that some have been put on the back burner, but there was a new wave of money that came out, and it's just taken some time. It's just like the personal ones. I haven't received the one for the personal one at home. So, you know, I don't know if it's by going down the alphabet since I'm on the V part. I may be one of the last ones to get it, you know. But you know what, John Mark, we were visiting earlier about this, but I am just so impressed with commerce. And, you know, we've had over 25 restaurants and entities, citizens, organizations, businesses that have fed our first responders, our hospital staff, the long-term care staff, the post office staff, the city sanitation workers. Mm-hmm. Even some of them have gone as far as to feed the residents over at the long-term care facilities. And, you know, and it's just amazing to me. We have fed over 750 meals mm-hmm. in the last 4 or 5 weeks. And to me, that is just, you know, we're stepping up and as a community and helping these, as well as helping these businesses that are trying to stay open and patronize them. And it's just a real great thing for our town.
Yeah. Paul, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the phone this morning.
Thank you very much, John Mark.
All right. Paul Voss, Commerce Chamber of Commerce Manager. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.